something. I didn't realize what a great friend Roy was until yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got your back, boo.
Roy let me wipe my swoob with his hoodie.
Hey, man.
Was it on? Was he wearing the hoodie?
No, but he was going to wear it next.
Bent over.
And I explained to him, I said, Roy, like, I'm going to sweat through this bodysuit. Like, I need something to wipe the swoob. Mm-hmm. And I said, can I use the just the tip of your hoodie? It won't be on your body because it hangs down your back. He's like, yeah, man, go ahead.
Take the whole thing.
So nice of you. Listen, dude. I didn't know you were offering that.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who has the swoob,
mm-hmm.
I'm here for you.
I think my relationship with Roy, like, just escalated to, like, way bestie status.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been there. I know the feeling.
So we got to say thank you to everybody at the new, brand new AC hotel at the Epicenter.
And it is gorgeous.
It's a Marriott property, right?
It is. And they're opening a rooftop bar called Nuvole.
Which means?
In the clouds, in Italian. Look at me.
Look at our Italian student over here.
Wow. Yeah, but that's going to be opening up late September, October.
But we got to go up there and take pictures.
Oh, yeah. Up there, the presidential suites up there.
But it's all unfinished.
Yes. Yeah, suite 22 is not finished yet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Nuvole is not.
Nuvole's. Mm-hmm. Nuvole. How do you say not finished
Nuvole.
In Italian?
Nuvole, not finished.
Not finished, eh?
I just know that's the closest I'm going to get to that presidential suite. Is it being unfinished?
No finito.
It was beautiful. But it was a lot of fun. We took a bunch of pictures. We're going to have, for our website and, billboards one day when we get billboards. Uh-huh. We added Nicole to the pictures, too. So she's, tied to us now for the next year.
Yeah, that means you can't quit. Because then I can't keep doing so many photo shoots. I can't do it. It was so hot yesterday. Oh, man, my shirt was soaking wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
soaking wet.
Roy pulled this move. He wore winter clothes for our photo shoot in 95 degrees.
Amanda laughed. Amanda goes, oh, Roy.
I was dying.
And I said that wasn't his pick. Sterling picked his outfit.
I was dying. But it's okay, though. It looked good.
It did look good.
But Roy had to rush out of there. We had one drink in the bar that is open over there. And then Roy rushed out to go cook for his boyfriend Sterling and some of his coworkers. How'd that go?
It went great. Never happened.
Because you didn't cook in time or what?
No, dinner party got canceled last second. So
I could have said he's power calling you.
Yeah, and I didn't answer because I thought, oh, well, he's probably saying, are you home? And I wasn't.
I
was staying late because I was drinking with you guys.
But he was power calling you to tell you.
Hey, it's been canceled.
Yeah.
I got the power call and I didn't answer. But then I come back. I'm like, you could have just text. Send me something.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not like you live in Waxhaw. Like, you could have come back.
I know, but I had to start cooking. You know what I mean?
By the way, he did send a text message and said that he was, coming back, or he didn't have the thing. I said, well, come back, but we had already left.
Yeah, I know. I knew when you said come back, I knew you guys were leaving. That's why I didn't even try.
Well, good, dude. I'm glad that your dinner plans got canceled and you weren't so stressed out because I felt bad because...
I had to go. Porter was out there waiting on me.
Near your driver.
There it is.
In your Escalade.
Yeah, out there waiting.
You so fancy.
Then the big mystery in my house yesterday when I got home, my dog has peed and I cannot find it to save my life. I can smell it, but I can't find the dang thing.
You know what Wolfer used to do?
What?
He used to pee on Dallas's briefcase because he knew that meant he was leaving the house.
Oh.
So we could never find it because we're always looking on rugs and lifting rugs up, and it was come to find out on the briefcase.
I was like, I'm literally purposely like wearing socks, just like sweeping across the floor, hoping I hit wetness because I couldn't find it. I was,
it will go away.
Mm.
I mean, the smell will go away eventually. I don't know when, but I know what you mean. Because like when Kasia, before we realized that Kasia was sick, she never peed in the house. And when she got sick, she would pee in the house and like I would smell it too. And then I'm like, there's no way. She would never pee in the house. She's 12 years old. She knows to go outside. Well, she couldn't hold her bladder anymore. And then I started seeing stains on the rug and on the hardwood. I called Zero Res.
Yeah. Well, and I'm like moving furniture thinking that she has superpowers.
And like she's, somehow she's gotten
and she's
under
like,
the...
Yeah, peeing in weird places. Because I'm telling you, when I'm telling you, there's nothing anywhere. But I can smell it. And it's that smell. You know the smell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I was searching up and down.
You sure it's not your flip-flop?
Well, she could have peed on the flip-flops and it dried, I guess.
Or the flip-flop without the pee. Maybe it's just the flip-flop and you think it's Callie.
No.
I was going to say, that flip-flop was stinky before Callie came along.
A more accurate description is that it was so smelly, she was like, I got to put the smell out.
That's hilarious.
She thought she was doing you a favor.
Yeah. So that's what I ended up doing yesterday evening.
I told Roy last night when Sterling was calling him and asking him, we thought he was asking him to get home and, you know, are you cooking for the dinner party?
Yeah.
I said to Roy, he needs to have a stock photo of him in the kitchen, like working.
Mm-hmm.
Like you need to take a selfie of you in front of the oven and then just send it to him if you're ever late. So the same photo over and over again.
Yeah. Was Sterling was not home at that point?
No.
Oh.
But he works out in Ballantyne. He's got a commute.
Yeah, that's a cool move.
Yeah, he's got like almost an hour because of traffic, man.
Speaking of which, like, I thought I had something big is happening today in my family, and I thought I had it all figured out, but now I'm not so sure.
Okay.
And it has to do with maybe me leaving the show. But I live so far away, I don't know what to do.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So I really could use some advice from... I'd love to hear from teachers. I'd love to hear from parents. I thought I had it all figured out, y'all.
It sounds like something big's going on.
I know. You said you might have to leave, and does that mean that doesn't mean forever? That just means for a minute.
Yeah. No, okay. I can't leave forever. I got bills.
Okay.
No. Today's Dean's first day of kindergarten.
Oh.
And I never intended on being there. And the really cool thing is, Dean hasn't asked me to be there.
Okay.
My wife, on the other hand, kind of said last night, I really wish you could be there. Do you think you can do that? Like, and I'm like, well, I could, because in theory, Roy and Loren absolutely 100% Nicole could do the show without any one of us. That's the great thing about being a 3-person show.
Right.
100%.
Now, we're 100% when we're all together. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. I hate when Roy's not here. Right. I hate when Loren's not here. You guys hate when I'm not here.
Right. Oh. We hate when you're not here.
Yeah, I love you guys. But seriously, like, is the first day of kindergarten something I should be at for Dean today?
Now, yes. I don't have a kid, so let me just ask, is this important because it's public school and it's not the daycare pre-K stuff? Is that why this is so important? Because it's the first day of public school?
It's the first day of his, like, scholastic career for 12 more years. That's my thought, yes.
Because he has been to like, daycare.
He's been to daycare.
Okay. So, but this is the first real moment of true school.
Yeah. You know, he's going into kindergarten. And
were you there for the daycare and pre-K stuff?
I went to his graduation, remember?
Yeah.
I left in the 9 o'clock hour in May, but... You know, he knows that I can't be there because of my job, but Amanda's like, I really wish you could be there. And
but
I'm like,
really could.
I really could. I really could. I do live 30 minutes away without traffic, though.
Oh,
I gotta go
but
back
traffic.
I got to go back to Waxhaw.
Yeah, but you're going, like, everyone's coming uptown to go to work. You're going the right way.
That's true, but coming back, I won't be back till like 10.
Yeah, well... Yeah,
I'll pick up food and stuff.
bring some snacks.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please. I don't know what to do.
I personally think you should go. I think not only is it a big moment in your son's life, but I think that it's hard. It's going to be hard on me as a mom to drop cash off at his first day of school. And it would be nice for you to be there not only to support Dean, but to support your wife, too, because I'm sure it'll be a hard moment for her.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's talk with Natalia.
Natalia, hi.
Natalia.
You should go.
I should?
You should go. I am a teacher myself. It may not mean anything to you, and I'm not saying that it doesn't, but that's a big milestone. It's a big difference between daycare and kindergarten. Mm-hmm.
And you know what's
Dean's
awesome?
Not telling you that, but he will forever remember that, especially when someone takes pictures. You will always have that.
And nowadays, everyone does that chalkboard thing.
Thanks, Natalia. Yeah, Amanda's got that plan, and she's like, I really wish you were going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a nice surprise. But then do I go for the first day of, like, is it, does it become a thing?
Like, yeah, are you going to have to be, like, first day of first grade, first day of second grade?
See, because I know somebody in radio who is always takes off for the first day of their kid's school.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do, I mean, I chose this career. I chose a career where I'm not there in the morning. Uh-huh. I love doing morning radio. I love waking everybody up, but... You know, here is the first, it's a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. I don't know. I thought I had it figured out.
This is Robin Show.
Year by year.
Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. So, I think that it's not so much about support for your son. I think it's more support for Amanda. I think it's like something that she really wants to enjoy as an experience with you. And I feel that maybe it's a genuine part of your relationship to be able to experience together. And then I'd rather play it safe than sorry to where you go and experience it versus later on you say, you know what, I really hate that I missed that.
That's true.
Because have you ever been in a situation where, like, you're like, you know what, I don't really need to do this or I don't have to do this. But later on you're like, gosh, I really wish I had done it.
Yeah, and I didn't think about that, Rob. That's a good point. Thanks for calling. I didn't think about that until... Like, really, am I driving on my way in this morning?
Yeah, that shoulda, woulda, coulda.
More people are on hold. Thank you guys for your advice. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we can chat with some more people.
Wait. Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
If you're just joining the show, it's me, Maney. Hi. Maybe you're new to the show. I am married with two kids. I got a newborn, and I got a five-year-old who's having... kindergarten today. It's his first day. And I thought I had it all figured out, Roy. I thought I can't be there. Amanda will send pictures. Maybe I'll FaceTime with her.
Right.
Driving into work today, though, I was thinking, Amanda said to me last night, I really wish you can be there. And I'm like, I just wasn't planning on it. But now everybody's texting and calling and saying, go, Maney, go.
Yeah.
Be part of this.
Seems like a big moment to me.
And she's probably hinting at the fact, like hoping that you'll just make the decision, but she probably really does want you there.
Yeah. Well, here's an 8-year-old, you guys.
Hi. All right. Hi, Josiah.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think? What do you think Maney should do?
I think he should go because it's important to me as a kid, and it's important to his kid probably too.
Yeah.
And I love it when my dad comes to see me on the first day of school.
In the fields. If you don't leave right now, Maney, I'm going to start crying and I might leave.
we'll go to your son's first day of school for you.
Like, if that doesn't make you want to bolt out of this door right now, I do not know what will.
You got tears out of Loren, Josiah. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Oh my gosh.
Brian from Statesville, welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Hey guys, good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Are you a dad, Brian?
Yeah, I got four kids, and listen, dude, like, don't sweat it. It's you do not have to be there for the first day.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, hold on. Here's an expert dad who knows what it's like.
So, he's got four kids.
So, did you go for your four kids?
No. I went for the first one, and that was, like, it was all I could do. Like, there's going to be, you know, pictures. There's going to be all that stuff. You know, you'll see it. Trust me. It'll be on Facebook. You know, I mean, the first day is like, it's kind of a big deal, but it's not really like, dude, I wouldn't worry about it. Don't sweat it.
So, Brian, you went for the first one. You were like, I'm good. I've seen enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's nothing special. I mean, my first one didn't even let us walk him into school. Like,
yeah, but Dean will. My son will. You know?
Yeah. I mean, but dude, it's not really a big deal. I mean, the kid's not even going to remember it.
Oh, Dean will remember it. Dean is like 4 going on 14.
I don't remember my first day of school. I don't remember what my parents did.
Didn't your mom and dad walk you into senior year of high school?
No.
Oh.
No.
He doesn't remember that either, though.
First day of community college.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting, dude. See, like, because that's the first that we're hearing the other side of it. I mean, do you have a job? The great thing, like we said, I have a job. I have the ability to let Roy and Loren take the wheel for, you know, a good hour and a half while I'm gone. Did you have that kind of job where you could get up and just go do it? Or is your job preventing you from doing it?
No, so at the time when my first went to kindergarten, I had a job where I was up at 5 a.m. and out the door by 6. And, you know, obviously they went to school after 7, and so I was not there and I couldn't leave. But, I mean, listen, she's got this, your wife, that's what she does, man. I mean, you know, you go to work and you're on the show and we hear you on the radio and she, you know, you do that and she takes care of the kids, man. That's how it works.
Well, I mean, Amanda's got a career, too. It's not like she's just home for be on Meanie's beck and call here.
Maybe she could take her apron off and then, I mean, my gosh. All right, Brian, thanks for the input, dude. I got to make a decision here because time's ticking. Thanks, bro.
All right, have a good day, guys.
All right, that's Brian.
Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in. Text messages are pouring in.
I was going to say, the text messages say you should go. I'm a single dad, and it's only once in your life. You'll see it, but you won't feel it unless you go. They're all...
Not only did 8-year-old Josiah hit us in the feels, but then we got a text message from someone who said, I'm a dad who works 2 jobs, and I don't have the ability to ever go. Mm-hmm. So on the behalf of everybody who can't be there, go do it for us.
I'm a little surprised, by the way, we got a no. Like, don't go.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. If Amanda's done dusting and vacuuming and cleaning the kitchen, Brian, maybe I'll see if she can take him to school.
A little shocking.
I know. Well, that's all right. That's the way he runs his family runs.
Angela, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How is everyone?
All right, Angela, if I'm making a decision, I really had it planned in my head that I wasn't going to go to Dean's first day of kindergarten, but now it sounds like I think I have to get out of here, but I live far away, so I'm going to have to go now, you guys. Do you think I should?
Yeah.
I think you should. I live in Crest, and I work in Charlotte, and I'm up by 5 at work by 7, and out the door by 6, and if it were my daughter, and she's only going into pre-K, I'd go. Yeah. If your daughter is going to go to kindergarten and she's scared, you've got Dean there to tell her, don't be scared. Daddy was there for my first day. He'll be there for yours.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Josiah, the little 8-year-old, he's got me in heartstrings, too.
Oh, no. I literally teared up in the studio. And if you don't go after talking to him, Mainey,
we'll go for you.
I will literally push you out the door.
All right. I'm going to go.
Go.
Good.
Should I take the station vehicle and use their gas and miles?
Yes, you should.
How obnoxious would that be? Like, would that embarrass Dean if I parked that in the school parking lot?
You probably think it's cool. It's still cool that you're on the radio now.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, when
Thanks,
he gets
Angela.
Older, he's gonna be embarrassed of all the jokes you say.
Yeah, Dad, don't talk about me.
The only downside is I can't drive crazy in that.
Oh, well, then maybe take your own car. No, take the station vehicle.
Station vehicle?
That will make you drive normally.
All right.
Yes.
And by the way, you can drive crazy. I saw someone drive our station vehicle over a curb one time.
Cutting somebody off, though.
No, I'm not going to
do that. I think I'll be able to get there in time. Coming back's going to be a bear.
If you see Manny, honk at him.
Greg, by the way, who grew up with me in Jersey, who works down here in the carting business, you know, garbage business. He's like, I'm a screw up. And if I can make it, Manny can make it.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks, Greg. All right. I'm going to go.
Good.
All right. Nicole, come in and run the board, and I'll call you guys.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
By the way, thank everyone for calling and chiming in. You guys are a huge help.
Leave. Get out.
Go.
Well,
leave it.
We'll
get
thank
out
everyone
of the studio.
For you.
We got this. Oh, he's like
right.
running out of
he's
the studio.
He's bolting out of the door now.
Where do I find the keys to the vehicle?
Wait, I need your headphones. There's chaos ensuing.
Where do I find the keys to the vehicle?
All right.
Are you really getting the station vehicle?
I'm not going to drive my gas.
He's taking the station vehicle.
I'm not going to use my gas.
If you see Mamie on the road, let him through, but honk at him, too.
Bye, buddy.
All right, so let's think back to 2014 when Jennifer Lawrence had her iCloud hacked because one of the four men were just, they were arrested, but they've just been sentenced. So this man will spend 3 years on supervised release with 60 hours of community service, which I think is kind of light for stealing more than 200 iCloud accounts.
Yeah.
If you remember, Kim Kardashian had photos leaked, Kate Upton, Kristen Dunst, Rihanna did.
Yeah.
There was a ton of them. So justice, I guess, coming to serve on that one. Top Gun will be pushed back. We were all so excited we were going to get a second look at Maverick next year, but now we'll have to wait from 2019 to 2020.
Oh,
now,
wow.
This is because of the logistics for preset flight sequences and new technologies with planes. The sequel will be set in a world of drone technology.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin backing out of the role for the Joker. he just days after they had announced that Alec Baldwin would be the Joker in the movie and Batman's father, he revealed that he's dropping out of the film. He'll no longer be part of it. And he's saying there's 25 other guys that will be happy to play the part. It's just a scheduling issue for me, and I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran believes that he will collaborate with Drake. He loves his business model, and he thinks he's going to put out for his next project. It won't be a complete album, just a collection of songs, kind of like Drake did with More Life. And he says that it's inevitable that they will work together at some point, that he is one of his biggest muse.
Wow, like actually singing or just writing for the guy?
I think singing together, because he said that they could make an interesting song.
Oh, okay, yeah, because Ed Sheeran's been writing for like everyone.
Yeah.
All right.
So that is your dirty for now.
You think Manny's in the car driving down yet, or do you?
Did he get the keys, Nicole?
I don't know. I don't think he knows where they are. No, I didn't tell him.
Maybe we should go check on that for him.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Loren.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Aww. Thank you.
This is Charlotte's morning show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Manny had a bit of an internal debate earlier this morning of should he go and be part of his son's first day of kindergarten, or should he stay and do the show? I mean, our jobs are to wake up every morning bright and early and at 6 a.m.
Help you guys wake up.
Yeah. But there is certain moments in our lives that are just really, really important that happens in the morning, and your kids going to school is just one of those moments. And he didn't plan on going, but his wife made a comment like, yeah, I really wish you
could be there.
So he kind of opened it up to the radio fam and asked you guys, hey, what should I do? And we took the sweetest call from an 8-year-old named Josiah.
I think he should go because it's important to me as a kid, and it's important to his kids probably too.
Yeah.
And I love it when my dad comes to see me on the first day of school.
I mean, every time you play it, I get tears in my eyes. I told Manny, I was like, if that right there doesn't make you want to go, like, your kid is going to be so excited to see you the first day of school.
I know.
Especially when he wasn't expecting you to be there. That will stand out in his mind and mean so much to him. And people will say, oh, Dean's only, he's 5 now.
5, yeah.
But Dean is like 5 going on 15.
Yeah.
Dean is very mature.
Let's call Manny right now. He should be on the way. If you want to bring up the phone pod. Oh, boy.
Good.
All right. Try again. We're not really good at operating the phones.
No.
So, because sometimes you have to dial 1,
and
sometimes
a 9,
you have to dial 9.
And I love when Roy dials too, because he gets into straight fights with the phone. But
because I never know how to dial out, and then there's like a separate phone line that.
I think we got it.
Is it ringing?
I don't know.
No. I don't hear it.
Well, there it is. My gosh, we have the strangest phone.
And it's a double ring now too.
Tanner's hilarious. Hello?
Oh, okay.
Very funny.
There it is. Hey, buddy.
You got 2 minutes.
Hey, buddy.
I'm on 485. I'd like to say the show sounds great. Love what you guys do for the city, waking us up.
Okay.
But, man, do people commute this early? You know, we're never on the road. It's crazy. I'm going to make it, though, y'all. I'm on 485 just passing Johnston Road. I'm in the KISS 95.1 vehicle. 2 people pulled up next to me on 77 and waved. And gave me the thumbs up in the vehicle. So
really,
at least 2 people listen to the MRL show. So that's great.
That's good
news.
Yeah, if you see the KISS 95.1 vehicle, lay on your horn.
Yeah, honk at him, but let him honk through.
So you're already near Johnston.
Yeah, man. Wow. I got ahead of the traffic. Everybody was so great to get me out of the studio. I'm in the KISS vehicle. I found the keys.
Does your son know you're coming?
So Amanda texted me and said he's a wreck. So I called and he was crying, and I said, Dean, guess what? I'm on my way to take you. He goes, really? And Amanda said it changed his attitude. So
aww.
You guys, I'm so grateful. Thank you for letting me do this. And I'll let you know how it goes afterwards.
Okay. All right. Well,
hey, there's somebody else. Hi.
Hey.
Are they beeping the horn at you?
I feel like the Pope.
I feel like the Pope.
Okay. Manny, when you get there, make sure you take lots of pictures and videos and send them back to us so we can feel like we were there, too.
All right.
All right, buddy.
I will. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, focus on driving.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye. All right, well, we'll hopefully have him call back soon. Manny, going to go see his son on his first day of his school.
I'm so excited for him.
We'll be back on the MRL show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We are down a Manny.
But it's for a good reason. He came in this morning and then left very abruptly when he realized he should probably be at his son Dean's first day of kindergarten.
Yeah, we had to send him home, and he was very internally conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And he called on to the radio family, and we heard from a lot of people this morning. Do we have the Josiah clip?
Including Josiah, who is 8 years old and knows what a big deal it would be to have his dad there.
Yeah. I think he should go because it's important to me as a kid, and it's important to his kid probably too.
Yeah.
And I love it when my dad comes to see me on the first day of school.
I mean, I want to go be part of Dean's first day of school after hearing that, and it's not even my child.
True life. I told Manny, we just talked to him. He was in the car, and he was already at Johnston Road.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, you know, take lots of pictures and videos so we feel like we went with you.
Right. So we kicked him out. He should be back later on the show, though. But we want to hear from you. 704-570-9595. When were you sent home, or did you, as a boss, have to send someone home?
Yeah, we didn't. We sent Manny home.
For good reason.
But for a good reason.
But why were you sent home? 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Minus Amani here in our Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone studios.
Manny left today he came in to the show and then decided that he should probably be at his son's first day of kindergarten. And our listener family helped him decide that. But he is on his way to Dean's first day right now. So we kind of sent him home. So we want to know, why were you sent home from work?
While we take your phone calls at 704-570-9595 on why you were sent home from work. Let's bring in, I think I'm going to say this right, Audia, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Did we butcher it?
Hello?
Hi.
Did we butcher your name?
No, I was telling my daughter that I know they're going to say my name wrong.
We actually got it right.
No, you guys got it right.
Okay, well, so you're a school teacher. What do you think about Manny leaving to go and see his son on his first day of kindergarten?
But I was telling you guys that it's a great thing that he has the opportunity to go and take his son to school, because us as teachers, we have to be in the schools to receive the kids. But many times we get to miss important times for our kids, like that one. So I really like the opportunity that other professions have to do that. Many times my daughter says, Mom, can you go? It was my first day, the first day of my daughter for high school. And she was kind of scared, even though it's high school and she's 13. But for her, I couldn't go. And I was so sad that I could not take the day off to take her.
Yeah, you kind of forget, if you're a teacher, how can you ever see your child off to school? Because you got to be at the school.
Teachers do give up a lot. And that was one of the things Manny said when he was leaving, that he wanted to go because there are some people that can't be there for their son's first day or daughter's first day.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And thank you so much for being a teacher.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. So why were you sent home from work? Or you are the boss and you had to send someone home from work? 704-570-9595. The radio family sent Manny home. Let's bring in Anonymous from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. So you got sent home?
Well, I kind of sent myself home because after I finished my student teaching year, I was asked by the assistant principal to stay on and fill in for a teacher who was gone for the rest of the year and do some work for them. And he was like, yeah, we'll back pay you once you're substitute certified, so there's no worry, you can start right away. And so I did. I worked for 2 weeks, and then I finally got my substitute certification for the district.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the principal, and I asked her, I was like, okay, so how do I get back paid for this? And she was like, what are you talking about? I said, well, so-and-so, the AP said that I'd be getting back pay for the work I've been doing. And she's like, well, we don't do that. So she was about to tell me that for 2 weeks I was working for free.
Oh, wow.
Every day coming in, teaching for free.
But you figured it out.
And I literally left school in, like, a panic, called my rep and was like, I need you to fix this immediately because I can't go back until it's fixed.
Wow.
And we ended up getting it fixed, and he ended up making sure that I got paid the money that was due to me for the work.
Good.
Good.
Good. Well, that's good. I'm glad you sent yourself home and stood up for yourself.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
We're also getting text messages to 704-570-9595. And 704 just texted in and said that they got sent home from work because they got a nose piercing and their boss told them to take it out.
You know, I actually had a friend of mine who had piercings on her face, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a nose piercing and she wanted to get into like behavioral health and social therapy and psychology. And more specifically, working with people of trauma. And she was just got a job. She was like assistant, like assisting the counselors, kind of. She's trying to learn her way in. And she got said, hey, take your piercings out or don't come in. And she was like, well, I ain't coming in. Hmm. And I thought that was interesting. I was like, man, I, you know, because I remember like at one time, like cops couldn't have tattoos.
Right.
But now they have tattoos. Like, I was like, I didn't think, I'm always curious on like what jobs have all the strict rules. And I guess when it comes to therapy, piercings is like the where they draw the line.
That's so strange.
But my therapist was cool. I had a therapist. He had like a ponytail. He was awesome. And like tattoos. He was the coolest guy ever.
We just got another 704 text message that says a coworker of mine got sent home for having the radio on in the background. One of the higher ups called and they worked at a call center and heard it and sent them home that day. She now uses headphones.
Oh my God, that's so stupid. All right, let's bring on real quickly Leandra. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Why'd you get sent home from work?
So I actually had a car accident, and I went to work right after the car accident that morning. And I was so shaken up when I got there that my supervisor was like, no, you need to go home. Why did you even come in?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because you could have a concussion and not know.
Yeah.
Right.
Whiplash, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so that's why I got sent home after the car. And then I found out my car was total. So it must have been a worse accident than I thought.
You poor thing. Leandra's like, I'm fine. I'm good by what?
The boss is like, no. You need to go to the hospital.
You're not making any sense. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Lorraine, what we got coming up in the dirty?
So it took a while, but Kanye West is actually apologizing for something. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty.
You got to get up. Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. It's 95.1.
So we're talking about why were you sent home from work. Sasha, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, no, Sasha, phone is breaking up.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you guys hear me now?
Oh, yeah, we can. We can hear you now. So why were you sent home?
So I work in a warehouse, and it reaches over 95 degrees in here.
Uh-huh.
And I was 8 months pregnant, and I was sent home because the landlady was trying to make me lift over 50 pounds, and I was trying to tell her that I'm pregnant, I can't lift that, and she had an attitude with me, and she was still trying to make me do it, and she told the guy not to help me lift it,
and
so she told me to go home, but I didn't go home. I stayed on her line, and I wasn't doing a very good job of what I was supposed to do.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I can't believe somebody would make a pregnant woman lift anything.
And she's 8 months along. Like, it's not like there's any mistake that she's not pregnant at that point.
I mean, I even remember, Lorraine, when Lorraine was pregnant, we would even have conversations how we didn't even want you out in the heat.
Yeah.
For, like, appearances and stuff.
Well, and I had done an appearance not knowing, like, realizing how hot it was, and I almost passed out at a remote, you know, at this appearance. And I said I wouldn't do that again to put my baby in danger. So good for you for standing up for your rights.
Yeah, it happens all the time where I work at.
Are you currently at that place?
Yes, but I've been looking around for new jobs lately because I'm finally tired of it.
Yeah.
I almost got sent home again yesterday.
You almost got sent home yesterday? What happened?
Well, I'm working, and it's a lot of Spanish speakers
that I work with, and it's a lot of racism at my job. If you're not Spanish, no one likes you. They talk about you. And so the lady was speaking to me in English, and I was telling her she was not to do a certain job, and she told me she don't speak English, when last week she was speaking English to me. And so they're all laughing at me, starting trouble, talking about, oh, she's saying I speak English and stuff. But I speak Spanish, too, but I just pretend like I don't. Drama.
Nobody wants to communicate with each other. They all.
What's going on?
Everyone's pretending like they can't.
Okay. All right. Well, Sasha, if you ever want to quit, call us and do it live on the radio. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
Could you imagine?
Hey, guys, hang on a second. I'm going to go quit my job. Come with me.
Let me put you on speaker.
All right, guys. We got Lorenz Dirty on the 30 coming up in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. S95.1.
Ariana Grande will join the star-studded lineup for Aretha Franklin's funeral, which will take place tomorrow, Friday at 10 a.m., which it will also be live streamed. So if you want to watch it, you can watch it live from Detroit.
She still hasn't had a funeral yet?
No, they've been doing viewings for the past few days, but the actual funeral is tomorrow. Now, Ariana Grande will perform, Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, and many, many more.
Man.
Yeah?
I just feel like she passed away a long time. Maybe it's because McCain passed away. There's so many people passing away.
Yeah. She's also wearing red because she is an honorary member of Delta Sigma Theta sorority. She's been dressed in red for all the viewings, and I assume we'll be in the same thing for her funeral as well.
You know, I secretly wish somebody'd give me an honorary college degree since I never went to college. I really do wish for that.
What would be your dream college to get a degree from?
I don't know.
Any of them?
College. UNCC? Okay. I don't know. Anything.
All right. Well, if you remember, Kanye West, he runs his mouth constantly. And he made a slavery comment not too long ago, which, destroyed. People were so upset about it. And he's actually apologizing not only for that, but for his 1-2 effect of the mega hat that he was wearing as well, the Make America Great Again. Yeah. So he's coming out and making a statement about that. He says he's sorry if you felt let down by what he was doing at the time. And Meghan Markle and Queen Elizabeth, their relationship is just as strong as ever. And the Queen actually takes Meghan's side with all of these family issues that she's having. She said she knows that it's out of her control.
Oh, yes. I'm very forward thinking, Lorette.
And that you cannot pick family.
No, in all seriousness, I'm like all in on the royal family.
I know
because
you are.
Of the crown. And let me tell you something. Queen Elizabeth, from the beginning, was a forward thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times it's common for you to change your name when you get...
When you become a royal?
Royal. She's like, no, it's why complicated. Just keep it my name.
Good for her.
Yeah, and like, she's always been very... Yeah.
We actually kind of had that conversation last night about keep your name, because I used my family name.
We did.
When it comes to family, but I my professional name is my maiden name because I felt like I worked really hard to build that, and right. I didn't want to let that go when I got married.
And Dallas doesn't care?
I still use my married name, but just for family and like personal matters.
And stuff. But outside that, everyone knows I'm a Marola.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Logic just announced a new album, and he did it in a cool way with a freestyle rap.
Single-handedly running the game like a Sony. While the rest of these rappers is acting. Pass them to Tony, pass them to Oscar. From the new school rappers, Logic's the illest on the roster. Smoke like a roster, black and white like Bob Marley. Said I never missed, I just making sold out the Garden Sinatra. Young Sinatra
4,
the album, September
28th. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's like old school, A Tribe Called Quest throwback.
That was a cool way to do it, too, in a freestyle rap. By the way, no, I don't think Dallas feels slighted by me keeping my maiden name as well. But that is your Dirty.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, I I'm gay. I don't even know how that works. Who takes what's last name?
I think you get to decide, dude. I think everyone gets to decide whether they want to take a last name or not.
True that. All right, let's play Can't Be Lorraine. By the way, if you're wondering how come I'm not hearing Manny's voice, it's because the radio family sent him home earlier today to see his son off to his first day of kindergarten.
But Manny, we'll be back on the show later on today. But let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Oh, ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Whiskey River.
Jackie from Mooresville is on the phone. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, Jackie.
Good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today. Manny down. He is out of the studio at his son's first day of kindergarten. Whoa, Jackie, who else do you have with you?
I actually have my stepdaughter and my 3-year-old and my 3-year-old niece.
Oh, that's awesome. You have got your hands full this morning. We'll get you out of here as fast as possible. Let's play Can't Beat Loren.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she's leaving the studio. And since Manny's out, I'm going to read the questions. Nicole, can you keep score? Okay. Here we go. Question number one. Jennifer Lawrence's nude photo hacker just got sentenced to prison. J-Law plays Katniss Everdeen in what movie series?
Oh, my gosh. What's that called? The Hunger Games.
Kanye West apologized for his controversial comments he made a few months ago while visiting TMZ. Who is Kanye's wife?
Kim Kardashian.
Meghan Markle's family may be full of drama, but Queen Elizabeth has her back and will always be supportive of her. Which prince is Meghan married to?
Harry.
And it was just announced that Ariana Grande will be singing at Aretha Franklin's funeral. True or false? Ariana and Mac Miller just got engaged.
False.
Ed Sheeran believes he will eventually collaborate with Drake. Drake played Jimmy on what television series when he was younger?
Degrassi, The Next Generation.
All right. We may have a lose.
She might not know that one.
It's going to be tough. Jackie got them all correct. We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end. And one of the questions is pretty hard.
Great.
You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Jennifer Lawrence's new photo hacker just got sentenced to prison. J-Law plays Katniss Everdeen in what movie series?
The Hunger Games.
Kanye West apologized for his controversial comments he made a few months ago while visiting TMZ. Who's Kanye's wife?
Kim Kardashian West.
Meghan Markle's family may be full of drama, but Queen Elizabeth has her back and will always be supportive. Mm-hmm. Which prince is Meghan married to?
Harry.
It was just announced that Ariana Grande will be singing at Aretha Franklin's funeral. True or false? Ariana and Mac Miller just got engaged.
False.
And finally, Ed Sheeran believes he will eventually collaborate with Drake. Drake played Jimmy on what television series when he was younger?
Degrassi.
Loren, you got them all correct. It's a tie 5-5. That's close.
Oh, Jackie.
And by the way, bonus points to Jackie, though, because she got Degrassi and she said the other part. What'd you say?
The Next Generation.
The Next Generation. She knew the full thing.
Jackie.
Yes.
Great job. 5 correct.
Thank you. My stepdaughter was like, this is going to be the morning we don't know nothing.
Aw, see, and you guys knew everything.
Yep.
All right, well, go to school, keep your head high, but you know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
We are Natalie, and we cannot beat Loren, but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing, guys. Have a great day at school.
Thanks. Bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Were the kids, like, straight up fighting in the back seat, by the way?
I think I heard,
stop hitting me.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, man. So if you're new to the MRL Radio family, we do something called War of the Roses. It's where we try to bust cheaters. Loren calls a suspecting cheater offering roses. Depending on who they send the roses to, may tell us if they're cheating on their significant other. This time, on a brand new War of the Roses, Chelsea thinks Danny, her man, is up to no good after she found a Starbucks cup in the floorboard of his vehicle with some other girl's name on it. Mm-hmm. Like, why would he have another woman's name on a Starbucks cup in his car? We called Danny to figure it out. It's a brand new War of the Roses coming your way in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Chelsea, your email says that you think Danny is cheating on you, and you're catching on to this because of a Starbucks cup?
Yeah.
What's the scenario?
I'm suspicious right off the bat because I
met Danny when he had a girlfriend at the time, and he actually was cheating with me and then broke up with her and stayed with me. So I feel like he may have that in him to cheat.
That once a cheater, always a cheater thing?
Yeah.
So did you know that he, if we could just stop there for a second, because I'm just curious about the state of mind that you have. Did you know that he had a girlfriend and you were okay with it, or did he tell you afterwards?
I mean, I didn't know, like, the first time I was with him or anything. He kind of, like, led on, you know, pretty soon after we were together, like, after we met kind of, and were dating. But I just kind of didn't, I mean, not to say I didn't care, but I liked him so much, and it seemed like he wasn't happy with her, and I was trying to help him, and it seemed like a special scenario, but now I'm not so sure.
Okay. Hmm.
What's the Starbucks code?
Oh, sorry. I was moving his car out of the way the other day to get mine out of the driveway, and I saw this Starbucks cup on the floor of his car with some lipstick on it, so I picked it up, and I saw the name Pamela, and I am like, oh, freaking out.
Did you ask him where the cup came from?
No, I didn't confront him. I just automatically thought, War of the Roses. That's just my go-to thought.
All right. That doesn't sound good.
Not at all.
No sisters, no cousins, no coworkers possibly named Pamela?
Well, I mean, that's a possibility. Like, he does travel a bit for sales, and, you know, he meets some people. So, you know, I don't know. I'm open to that hope. Who knows?
I mean, I hate to say it, Chelsea, but usually when you have an inkling, it's...
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Okay. Oh, boy.
All right.
Don't say anything until he tells us what he wants to put on the notes. Lately, I feel like everybody's been jumping the gun.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This is Danny.
Hey, Danny. You are just the gentleman I am looking for. My name is Mary. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We posted something when one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen of beautiful red roses free of charge.
Okay. Sweet.
Great.
Flowers? Cool.
Yes. They are red roses, very romantic. We just ask that you tell someone about our services, which would probably be the person you're sending them to anyway. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Oh, gosh. Hold on a sec. Let's do PAMS, P-A-M-S. Sort of like a, PAMS.
PAMS, okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to put something romantic on the card?
okay. Thanks again for the other night. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night. Is that cool?
Sure. I can put that on there. Okay, cool.
Can they get there tonight, like, so she knows about tomorrow?
Yeah, I can have them delivered this afternoon.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and then just for our market research, how long have you been dating her, Pams?
Officially, like, 2 months.
Oh, okay, so it is official.
I'm sorry, but who the hell is Pam? Danny. Oh, my God, I knew it.
Yeah, that's Chelsea, Danny.
Hi.
Okay.
Oh my God.
She heard everything, dude. This is the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, KS95 One's War of the Roses.
Freaking knew it.
Well,
you can't be leaving cups in your car with Pammer's name on it.
Jesus.
So can we talk about this like some other time or what?
Yeah, no.
Why, you got a hot date?
Oh my God, why do you have so much?
No, I just at work and I didn't know that I was gonna be set up for this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. How inconsiderate of me. Oh my God.
Well, whatever. Okay. So
who the hell is Pam?
Danny, do you want to explain who Pam is, where you met her? Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's been going on for 2 months now.
Yeah, I just was, she's a client, and, client kind of hit it off. I mean, whatever.
So you are cheating on Chelsea with Pam. You're okay to admit that.
Well, it's sort of like my thing, right, Shelf? Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We started as a cheating couple.
So that makes it okay to cheat on her?
Okay.
Well, no.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No,
oh
it's gosh. Not okay.
Danny, you're an idiot.
So I assume you're going to cheat on Pam's at some point, too. Maybe Pam's would like to know that.
Yeah, should we call her?
Poor Pam.
Well, she needs to know. Then. She should know.
Poor Pam.
Can you just stop whatever you guys are. Just let me handle this on my own, okay? Chels, just hang up. I'll call you. We can work it out. Sure?
Yeah, don't bother calling me. Come over and grab your shirt. It is over.
Come on, babe. Chels, please.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So Manny got sent home from the show. It sounds like he did something so wrong.
I know. He didn't get in trouble. He would have gotten in trouble if he didn't go home, I think, though. It is his son's first day of kindergarten, and his wife Amanda was just going to take him, but she had made a comment that, I wish you could be there too, Manny.
Right.
So he went home to take Dean to kindergarten.
That was after, you know, he came onto the show and was like, I don't know what I should do. The radio family called in and demanded that he would leave and go be part of his son's first day of kindergarten. You know, we always played this clip on the show of producer Nicole and her girlfriend.
Where we at?
Nola!
What we doing?
Drinking!
So, Manny tried to recreate it with his son, Dean. It's the cutest thing ever. Here we go.
Where we at?
Home.
Where are we going?
Kindergarten.
I mean, they win.
Yeah.
He was so excited. Let's see if we can get Manny on the phone. Manny, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, Dean didn't have the energy of Lauren and Nicole, but I tried to pull it out of him.
No, don't tell Lauren, but I think he won.
Hey, man.
So where are you? Are you guys on your way to school? Did you just drop him off?
We dropped them off already. Typical to the Manies, we were late. As soon as we were like walking into the class, we hear like the beep.
Are you serious?
It was the last bell. But you know, it's the first day and everybody was pretty lenient. Everybody was awesome at the school. Dean froze when we walked down the kindergarten hallway and Mom had to sit and talk to him for a little bit. He was pretty upset. But he pulled it together and we got into the classroom. His teacher was very nice. Fan of the MRL show, I might add, which of course either helped. So now the. But let me finish one thought.
Okay, so
we get into the classroom and he's sniffling a little bit. The teacher's very nice. He goes over to the reading corner. He goes over to the Legos, and I walked over to him and he goes, "You know what, Dad? It's actually not so bad in here. It's a pretty cool classroom." And at that point, we knew we were good to go. So we walked out. He didn't even look back at us. And Amanda held it together.
Really?
Yeah. I did, too. I'll tell you what, though. Going to school in the 90s in northern New Jersey, we didn't have police officers and stuff in the class, in the schools.
Yeah.
And when I walked in and I saw not only the teachers, but like the level of security. Then I saw like the police officer. I got like a little choked up over that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, here's someone whose job is to protect our children, something that I never, ever would have thought of. You know, going to school in the 90s, you didn't think of that. And these teachers, man, God bless all of you. Nobody can hear me because they're all in class, but it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's strange to think that, you know, you'd always thought schools were a safe place, but I mean, now when you see all the school shootings, it's scary, and schools have to have police officers there to protect your children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nice to know that that's the man that, God forbid, anything happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And he had a big smile on his face. It was awesome.
Maybe you should get him like a gift, be like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
if anything happens.
Dean was waiting out front for me when I pulled up in the station vehicle, which, by the way, I'm right by the Arboretum right now, if anybody's around.
Oh! Whoa, was that you?
Was that you or someone else? Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. I know somebody.
So you're on your way back here already?
I'm about to go to past Loren's house, Roy. Should I stop by and kick it for a minute?
Yeah,
go grab out. Cash. Take him to school too.
I think I should go to Loren's house and play a round of guess what's in my medicine cabinet.
There it is. You might find some fun
things. Yeah.
Okay.
So we go to school, and you know, a lot of people heard on the radio this morning that I was doing this, and different administrators, I don't even know who everybody was like, oh, you made it. Oh, this is baby Ruby. Hi, Dean. You know, everybody was really excited, and it's a true blessing that the MRL Show family is so large. Sometimes I think we forget.
Mm-hmm.
But that brings me to my next point. Amanda's like, great. Now when you talk about, like, our life, our personal life and stuff, like, everybody at that school is going to hear and know poor Dean's parents' life story.
Yeah. That's it from now on. And you're forever going to have, and as Dean gets older and older, he's going to be embarrassed because his dad's going to share stories on the radio, you know, about him.
I think I want to do it over again and not go today.
No, we're glad that you went, buddy. Just get back to the studio.
So they are all fans. Right. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And I'll tell you what, traffic around this city. Oh, my gosh. Are we blessed to be in the studio? Holy cow.
Yeah, man, it's bad. All right, well,
and the other thing is less music, more MRL show. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye, Fudge.
He just hung up, too. All right.
He hung up on us.
He's got a zero risk. You better hurry.
All right. Well, Maney's on the way back to the studio, and
he'll be back.
He'll be back here soon on the MRL Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. You used to call
me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. You used to call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Yeah, may I speak to Ricky?
This is he.
Hey, Ricky, my name is Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau, operator number 794-32793. This is a recorded line. You have about 30 seconds for a quick survey for your country.
Sure.
Okay, what's your occupation?
Carpenter.
All right, you're a carpenter. All right, so at the end of fast food commercials, should there be a please eat responsibly like they do on the beer commercials?
This is for the census?
Yeah, you know, because fast food is so dangerous nowadays. Should there be a please eat responsibly?
Sure.
Would you vote for Bernie Sanders if he reached in his pocket and gave you some taffy or hard candy? My grandmother does that sometimes.
I don't think I would vote for Bernie Sanders.
Is it offensive that Donald Trump is trying to start a lower back tattoo movement called the Trump stamp?
Is it offensive? What? Is that real?
Do you literally hate it when people overuse the word literally?
Yes.
Why do people say, I'm going to go put the baby down, when putting the dog down means something totally different?
This is for the government.
When someone says, I slept like a baby, does that mean that they cried and probably wet themselves?
You got to be kidding me. Are you pranking me right now?
Yes.
Like, this can't be for the government.
Now, you do know to never look at people in the eyes when they order a sizzling plate of fajitas, right? Like, that's just the law.
Are you kidding me?
Are you okay with calling toilet paper Krapkins?
Ew.
Krapkins?
Mm-hmm.
I think we should make a motion to start calling toilet paper Krapkins. Yes, I'm for that.
And anytime you order number two at a fast food restaurant, do you get a bad taste in your mouth?
Oh. All right, seriously, who is this?
This is Roy from Kiss 95.1.
Oh, I love you guys.
Well, thank you so much, buddy.
I thought you guys sounded familiar.
All right, well, thank you for being my victim for the senseless survey. You guys, we're not in on that.
Yeah, don't drag us into it, Roy.
Let's be clear. Roy disappears for about 15 minutes every day.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
We all want to see Cardi B get back on stage, except for maybe Roy, because wasn't she here one time and you went to a quote-unquote performance and she didn't really perform?
That was a bad night. Her being pregnant was still like on the secret DL.
But you could tell she was pregnant.
So we are at Label. I think it's called World Nightclub now. And she had a big robe on and everyone thought she was going to perform. She just stood there. That's it. She didn't sing. She just stood there. My boyfriend was so livid. Meanwhile, I got drunk, so I was having the time of my life.
But you guys paid for tickets to get in, so you thought you were seeing a performance. And she sat there with her cell phone and took selfies and of the crowd the whole night.
That's the night that we don't mention in my household.
Okay, I'll be sure not. I'll be sure to tread lightly on that then. But Cardi B is looking for at least $300,000 to get back on stage. She said she's in no rush to leave Baby Culture. She's obsessed with her, but it will take at least that amount to get her to go back to work.
She's publicly saying that?
Yeah. But I'm also being told that she's already had some offers in the $500,000 range, so I think she's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, he's a big fan of Drake and his business strategies, and he says that he wants to do kind of like Drake did with More Life, and on his next project, just put out a collection of songs, not an entire album. And he also says that it is inevitable that him and Drake will work together, and he thinks they could make an interesting song. So hopefully we'll get something from them.
Okay.
Top Gun is being pushed back one more year. So we thought we were going to get the sequel in 2019. It is being pushed back to 2020 because of logistics for preset flight sequences and new technology of planes. And we're now learning that Top Gun, the sequel, will actually take place in a world of drone technology.
Isn't it strange to think how it takes like 2 years to make a movie?
Mm-hmm.
So like, you brought up technology. I remember like in 2012, back when smartphones were blowing up.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, like 2009, 2010, it wasn't much of a thing. 2012, they really blew up. But the movies that were being released were made back in 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So no one had them. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it takes a couple years.
And by the time the movie comes out, now there's new technology.
Right. It's so interesting to me that it still takes that much time, and you see, like, outdated technology.
Yeah, definitely crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, Aretha Franklin's funeral will be tomorrow, Friday the 31st at 10 a.m. Detroit time. You can live stream it if you want to. And Ariana Grande will be performing, Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, and Jennifer Hudson, just among some of the artists that will be paying their tribute to Aretha. I've got a What Loren Likes for you, and this one's kind of fun. It's called the Boomf. And it is a glitter bomb or a confetti bomb that you can send to people. Now, Roy and I just saw a story where a girl, her dad wouldn't stop opening her mail. So she sent herself a glitter bomb to get her dad back. And these ones are really cool because you can personalize them. You can put photos on them, pick your glitter for inside or your confetti, and add a message to it as well. We'll have all the details for you up at kiss951.com.
Thank you so much, Loren. Manny is out today, out just for now. He went to go drop his son off at kindergarten and got to be part of that special moment. He'll be back in the studio any minute. We'll talk more about that experience and how the radio family came together and pretty much sent him home from work. So we'll get into that coming up here in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
There you go, brother.
Is that how we know you're back in the studio? Because we can hear those things? Welcome back.
Thanks, man. Thank you guys so much for letting me do that. What an amazing moment.
If you guys don't know, this morning, Manny actually came onto the show, and his wife made a comment saying, I wish you were there to see Dean, Manny's son, off to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And then the radio family literally sent you home.
I know.
Not our bosses.
Nope.
The radio family was like, get off the air.
Yeah. You better go.
Yeah. I mean, one guy, Brian, was like, I got four kids. I did it for one of them. They don't remember. And you stay at work. That's what the wife is for.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
Anyway, I just want to thank you guys so much because that was a really, really cool experience.
I'm so glad you went.
I know. Thanks, Loren. Wait till you do it.
Oh, I'll be a mess.
You might not be.
No, it'll be an ugly cry moment for me.
Because you know what? Like, he's ready. Dean's ready, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of the moment that
he didn't even look back as you were leaving.
He was crying when we walked down that hallway, though. The hallway.
Yeah. The big kid school.
The big kid school.
Yeah.
And
so he's officially at an elementary school.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the kindergarten
Isn't
wing of an
crazy
elementary
to
school.
Think?
I know.
He was just a baby.
So we on the show we had an 8-year-old Josiah call us and he said this. which, I mean, it made all of us tear up.
I think he should go because it's important to me as a kid, and it's important to his kid probably, too.
Yeah.
And I love it when my dad comes to see me on the first day of school.
Yeah. Yeah, that did it for me. I mean, that combined with the fact of, you know, so many people were saying, do it. And then somebody said, I can't, like, oh, somebody said that they couldn't do it because of their job. They work two jobs.
Right. Yeah. We had a teacher call in, too, and say that she wasn't able to do it.
What a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, teachers can't be a part of that day because they have to be at the school.
Right. They're busy accepting kids. They can't watch their own kids. So yeah. I felt like I did that on behalf of all the kids in Charlotte.
It was really nice, buddy.
Now, my beef is with the traffic.
Yeah.
But
isn't
I do
it
live,
the worst?
But I do live far away.
I know.
I mean, for those people, I'm about a 20-minute non-traffic drive, and that's when I drive. That's when I'm moving, a 30-minute non-traffic drive.
What is it with traffic? 45 an
yeah,
hour?
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, I talked to you at the Arboretum at what? Almost
eight,
an hour ago?
Yeah. And so.
And I bailed. I turned around and went and cut across through South Park area.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Because Providence Road all the way up is a disaster.
I know. It's tough. That's exactly what I said to Roy. I was like, Providence Road, it's going
to
be a minute.
Well, I just, because you said you were at Lorenz, and in my head, I'm like, well, it takes me about 25, 30 to get to Lorenz. And so we were actually scheduled this segment before like 10, 15 minutes ago.
I wish I was back. But I do have a confession.
What's wrong?
You stopped at Lorenz.
I did. I stopped at Lorenz. I ate.
No, you didn't.
I'll get with Dallas.
Dallas and I watched Sports Center. Uh-huh. And then I jumped back in. Like, I was like, I got to go.
I got to go work a lot.
But thank you, guys. It was, you know what's so crazy? And this is why I love what we do, is I came in this morning without thinking for a minute that I was going to drive back and take Dean to school this morning. I had it set in my head last night, too, that Amanda was going to do it, and that's just the way it's going to be. And it will be that way going forward, there's no doubt. I mean, I told Dean we're not doing this every day.
Right.
It's a stress on old dad.
You don't want to set a precedent.
No, no. And he was good. Once I got in that classroom, and he turned around to me in the reading corner, he goes, you know what, Dad? This classroom's kind of cool. It's not that bad.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was.
He's a big boy.
Wow. That's so cool, too. That, so, like, elementary school is up to fifth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did he feel seeing all the bigger kids?
We didn't see them.
Okay.
They might have, because we were in a different wing, kind of, at this school.
Okay.
You know.
Because I remember I was so scared whenever I'd see, like, the kids that were, like, 4 or 5 years mm-hmm. older than me. And, you know, you're just a small little thing, and they look so huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you feel when you're a freshman in high school.
High school, yeah.
Everyone's so older. I'm like, that guy has a beard. Like, what? What's going on?
Yeah. Is that one of the teachers? Yeah. No, that's a senior.
I'm like, what? I mean, I'm pretty sure he's chewing tobacco as well. What's going on?
My niece is a freshman. My niece is a freshman in high school, and she has two cousins who are sophomores. They're twin boys, and she saw them in the hallway, and they didn't even say acknowledge her. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
It's not cool, right? But she's on the cheerleading team, and so she's like, I was, like, lost in the middle of the hallway with so many kids, you know, just crossing. It was crazy. It was like crossing a highway, and one of these senior cheerleaders was like, where are you going, Shay? I'll take you. Come on. Cut across with me.
Yeah.
But her cousins wouldn't pay attention to her because it's not cool, you know.
That's funny.
All right. Well, we're back, and even though this is Roy's tune-out time,
I like to stop the show around 9.
It's enough. I thank everyone for being part of my family this morning. It meant a lot. But let's get down to some ratchet stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean ratchet stuff?
The normal stuff that we do on the show. Let's get to storytelling and find out what's going on in the world. We'll come back with some, we don't know what.
Some ratchetness.
I really haven't even looked at, like, what to talk about today.
Well,
what
how
do
about
you guys
this?
Find?
I got you this.
Yeah.
Dropping an F-bomb in Myrtle Beach could cost you $500.
On the street?
No, on the beach.
Anywhere.
Oh, on the beach.
Okay.
They have they now have no cursing on beach laws. Would you be annoyed if one of your bridesmaids got engaged before your wedding? Stealing the thunder?
Mm.
And then we got the topic train bag of questions.
Ah, I like that. I think maybe we need to do that. Your thoughts? What's going on in the world?
Yep.
All right, we'll get to that just after 9. Don't go anywhere. We are the MRL Show.
You gotta get up. Maney, Roy, and Lorette.
704-570-9595.
Do conspiracy theories ever truly get answered, though?
I mean, if you could get the answer, if somebody said, here is the definitive secret file answer.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Did we land on the moon?
Yeah. That's not mine. Is that yours?
No, I don't know. I'm just throwing one out there.
Kennedy is mine.
You don't
like,
know.
Who killed President Kennedy? What is behind it? Because there are so many theories, each one better than the last, including the fact that President Johnson, who took over for him, knew that it was going to happen.
Oh, they believe that he knew. I didn't know that.
Because I mean, going to the point where like they're like, hey, we're going to do this, but then you have to okay the war and we all get rich. Like, that's a theory. So that's my, what about you? What's a conspiracy theory you want to see answered?
Typically it would have been JFK, but then Loren got me onto the moon landing. Yeah. I'm telling you why. I always thought the people that thought the moon landing was fake was strange, and then Loren brought facts to the table.
Listen, I think we've been there now but I think during the race to get to the moon, I don't know that we were really there.
Well, the weird thing about the moon too is that we haven't been back.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, not in my lifetime, and I'm the oldest on the show.
We haven't landed on the moon.
When do you think the last time we landed on the moon was?
Why not? Why haven't we?
When do you think the last time was?
I figured we did like 10 years ago.
No. We haven't landed on the moon. Not since like 1972.
What are we doing? Just cruising up there in the space station?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, then the moon, that's a suspicious one, man. I'm trying to follow those facts.
Yeah.
Why? You know, I mean, why haven't we been back? I get it. 1972, right?
Yeah.
But I figured we'd be wanting to explore the moon a lot. And
I don't think there's much to explore there either.
All right, throw out your three thoughts again, and we wanted your phone calls on this. Roy's random thoughts.
What conspiracy theory would you like to see answered in your lifetime? What's the stupidest thing you've spent your money on? And what did you do to save your marriage the last-ditch effort?
Oh, those are all good. I want to hear about the stupid purchase you made, though.
All right, let's bring in Rebecca from Lancaster. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Which one would you like to answer? Oh, boy. I don't
Rebecca?
Know. Yep, we lost her.
It's a conspiracy theory on phones was hers.
Oh, let's go to Austin and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Which one would you like to answer?
I want to know if the Earth is flat or not.
Do you think the Earth is flat?
I don't. So I'm on the fence.
Really? How?
Yeah, because you don't understand the flat earthers. They are nuts.
Okay. I know they are all in, but I've never really truly heard anybody explain it to me, so there's a question.
I have people who are giving me biblical facts.
Biblical.
Who are giving me, like, all sorts of stuff, and they genuinely think the Earth is flat, and they've gotten to the point where I hear it so much that I'm like,
maybe.
Wait.
Yeah, I mean, let's slow down on the biblical facts, too, though, because I have a friend of mine who's a priest, and he's like, you know, the Bible is, a lot of it is exaggerated. In other words, I'm not so sure that Jonah the whale or whatever, remember something with a giant whale and they open the mouth, like maybe let's slow down on that, you know, and the parting of the sea, great story, we're not sure, okay? What I can tell you, Austin... And I don't mean to offend anybody. If that's what you believe, that's fine. I'm just telling you about a conversation I had with a priest friend of mine who says that a lot of the Bible is exaggerated stories.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can tell you is that from views from the moon, when we landed.
Well, that's if you believe that we've been to the moon.
Right.
That's true. That means they have to go together. You can see that the Earth indeed is a round ball. Very much like a basketball.
Yes. Or if you, ever get into an airplane... it's not all flat. Can't you see curvatures when you look out? If you get up to like 40,000.
The horizon?
Yeah, the horizon's not flat.
I've never really looked.
I guess you can.
When I'm in an airplane.
But hey, more power to you. 704-570-9595. What conspiracy theory do you want answered?
I'm just saying I've never heard of anybody falling off the Earth.
Right. And there's something called gravity that keeps us on here, by the way.
But don't they think, like, if you go to the very edge, you then appear on the other side? Like, you magically...
But, and that's not more far-fetched than the world being round? Come on.
What were you? How did you try and save your marriage? Gosh, we need a call on that. What did you do? And then it didn't work. That's good therapy for other people who might be in a position that need some help.
Yeah, one more time. What's the stupidest thing you spent your money on? What did you do to save your marriage? Last ditch effort. And lastly, what conspiracy theory would you like to see answered? Okay, Laura and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi. What conspiracy theory would you like to see answered?
I know this is terrible to say, but 9/11.
You think it
I feel like there's just so many different theories behind it.
Really?
On whether or not, like, the government was a part of it or what exactly happened, because they say that certain metals shouldn't have bent the way that they bent.
Do you guys buy into that?
Well, I will say I was there. You know, my 9/11 story, I was at Newark Airport getting ready to get on a plane, and I witnessed the plane going into the building. And you have to remember the way that the World Trade Center, the old World Trade Center, was built was different than other buildings where the middle was hollow. And the heat does amazing things with the metal. I mean, the heat from that fuel, that jet fuel, the fire is unbelievable.
Laura's trying to follow those facts. I don't think she's buying them.
And you can. I would say, Laura, I'm more along the line of, like, there was also a conspiracy theory that President Roosevelt back in World War II knew that Pearl Harbor was going to get bombed, but needed something to get us into a war.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard about that.
So did President Bush, the conspiracy would be, I would be more into that. Like, hey, he had word that this might happen.
Right. And I've heard that conspiracy, too, that the government knew.
Thanks,
and they were
Laura.
Trying to figure out what was coming, but they obviously didn't in time.
I don't know. I just don't know about that one, about the 9/11. I remember watching some documentary, and they were talking about how on 9/11, President Bush, when he got into the airplane, there was Air Force One, like, couldn't connect with the ground because, like, they didn't have, like, Wi-Fi or technology.
Yeah.
And I'm like, our government wasn't that sophisticated.
I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know. But then the other thing, too, you remember when my friends got shot back in Roanoke, the WDBJ people?
The TV reporters,
The TV reporters got shot live on camera. And I worked with the cameraman. He worked at when I got my first job, pressing the buttons on an AM talk station. He was a board operator there as well. And so I knew him. I knew the guy. He went to my high school. And people were saying that they were actors and that they weren't real. And this was to push a gun agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was so frustrated with those conspiracies. It's like, no, I knew these people.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. You're just wrong. They're not actors.
Yeah. It's sad that sometimes people think that and then other people get on board with it.
Yeah.
But that's what makes our country great. Laura has the ability to think that and not get thrown in jail for it. You think that in other countries, you can get in prison for your thoughts.
That's true. Let's take Kylie in Mooresville. What would you like to comment on?
Hi. For my 18th birthday, I went out and bought 2 ferrets. And I was obsessed with them. So I was on Amazon shopping, and I actually bought a dinosaur costume for them.
Whoa.
And they absolutely hate it.
You bought your ferrets a dinosaur costume?
Yes.
That's the stupidest thing she spent money on.
I was going to say, you're clearly commenting on the dumbest thing that you've purchased.
What goes on?
Dinosaur costumes for your ferrets.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you still have the ferrets?
Yes.
But they don't like the costume.
No, they absolutely hate it.
Jeez, do you have a picture of it?
Yes.
Will you send it to us?
Please send it to us.
Yes, I will.
By the way, what company is making ferret costumes?
It's clearly a market for it. Kylie bought it.
The niche market.
You know what it was? It's one of those commercials that comes on at like 3 a.m. after she's been out drinking all night.
Oh, that's adorable. I should totally get that for Jack and Jill.
I need that in my life. Oh, man. All right, let's talk with Dan and Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Good morning, bud. We're talking about what's the stupidest thing you've spent money on? What did you do to save your marriage or last-ditch effort? And what conspiracy theory would you like to see answered? What would you like to talk about?
The last-ditch effort.
All right, to save the marriage, talk about it.
Yeah, that starts from the very beginning. You got to be committed and just have the utmost respect for that person. And
well, yeah, that's the smart thing, Dan. But what we're talking about is, like, did you try and buy a dog? Did you take a vacation? Did you jump on a cruise? You know, something physical something that you tried to do because you knew it was going down because you didn't have all those things that you were talking about, you know?
I think it's too late by that point.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I don't think the last-ditch effort usually works, but...
Yeah. So.
But did you fix your marriage?
Well, it never was in shambles.
Oh, he's got a good base, dude.
Okay, you know. That's very good.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
I was going to say, that there's no last-ditch effort. It starts from the beginning.
Dan, you're making all the women across Charlotte smile, buddy. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, buddy. And he's also pouring water on your question.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for some good.
Like we went on a cruise and it didn't work.
I get it.
Like we bought a new house.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. I mean, if you know what they say too, Loren, don't add another child if your marriage is in a bad way.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I hate to bring it up, but that guy in Colorado, that's exactly what they did.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
She was with a child.
Yeah.
Ugh. And it just, man, it's crazy. Rebecca, we can't get to her. She says she wants to know if Area 51 is a
I'd like
legit
to know
place.
That, too.
Would you?
Yeah.
See, I'm not into the Area 51 thing. I think that they're just testing military stuff out there.
If you had to take an educated guess, do you think aliens have ever visited?
Yes.
Visited?
Yes.
I do.
I don't know if visited.
You think an alien has touched the surface of the Earth?
No, I think they've been, like, in our atmosphere.
Like
in
flying
our skies.
Saucers
yeah.
and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
I believe that they exist.
Yeah, but have they been here?
I don't know. I don't know. It's the same thing, like, how the Sasquatch and stuff.
Like, Sasquatch?
Sasquatch or mm-hmm. whatever. It's 2018. We got 4K cameras, and nobody can still capture that guy? Like, come on.
Let's check in with producer Nicole, because she's always good for a good conspiracy theory.
What's going on in your
Loch Ness
noggin?
Monster? What you got?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
She's in a different room, by the way.
I'm
That's
all
why
in
that.
On conspiracy theories.
Yeah, what's your good one? Which one are you on right now?
Right now, probably... I've been watching a lot about the food industry as well as chemtrails.
Chemtrails from airplanes.
Yeah, so like all of our weather that we've been experiencing, you know, like follow the facts.
I love it.
So you think we create hurricanes?
Absolutely.
But there's hurricanes no existed before we did. More,
I mean, it all leads back to, it's just too deep.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
You. Awesome.
Do you subscribe to the Illuminati theory?
Absolutely.
That's awesome, man.
I mean,
there's people,
Illuminati.
Like, the richest people in the world we don't even know about. Like, the Roosevelts, like, I mean, there's people way
the Biltmores.
Above all that.
What about the QAnon thing that's currently going around? Are you dabbling in that?
I have not dabbled in that yet.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like how Trump is actually working with Mueller to take down the Democrats. I don't know.
Is there an alien behind it?
I don't know. It's a whole thing. Okay.
I don't think it's a conspiracy that all politics are messed up, so I just stay out of it.
Yeah. That's not a conspiracy. We can see it. I don't care what side you're on. It's crazy. All right. Thanks for playing, everybody. What a tremendous 180 that took from the beautiful... kindergarten trip that was happening this morning.
We got the show ratchet just as you want.
Yeah.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand podcast using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.